Okay, we're in Perek Yud Dalet in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. We're going to read Halacha Aleph one more time, but just to make sure we're on the same page. And remember, the ultimate goal in all these calculations that Rambam's made is to predict when we will see the moon. So that's the end game. And finally, in Perek Tesvav, we'll actually get to the point where those calculations come into effect. So the next thing to take into account, now that we already know the mean position of the sun, the true position of the sun, which means relative to us seeing it, the apogee, the gova issue, now comes the moon. And as we discussed at the end of last time, it's important to understand the moon, in their belief, the moon added another wrinkle into astronomy. So the moon, just like the sun, follows a perfect circular orbit. And Earth would not be in the center of that orbit, even though this picture looks like it is, as you see, it wasn't. But that orbit itself contained a smaller orbit, so to speak, which is the moon's own orbit. So the moon orbits itself around its own particular orbit, which also means, therefore, that the moon will be, this is a fast orbit, and it'll appear closer and further, so to speak, more often than the sun would. And this orbit itself travels around the major orbit that surrounds the Earth. So the moon itself has its own orbit, and that orbit is constantly traveling. And this little plus over here is a good assessment. That's the middle point of the moon as it travels around here. And as you'll see, some of these calculations get a little trickier because of the moon either being at the front of the middle part of this orbit here or the back. So luckily, we don't have to get into all the details of how the calculations came about. The Rambam will go into the calculations themselves. So just to read that inside the Rambam, he says as follows. He says, in Perek Yud Dalet, Halacha Aleph, Hayareach, Shnei Mahalchim, Em Sa'im Yeshlo. So the moon has two mean rates of travel. And remember, what we're talking about here is not yet going to be the Amiti. Okay, remember, Amiti is predicting when we'll see the moon, which is the true position. So before we get to that, which is Perek Tesvav, here in Perek Yud Dalet, we're going to focus on the mean positions of the moon. So there's two mean paths it takes. Hayareach atzlo misave begalgal katan she'enu makif es olam kulo, u'malcho ha'emsoi be'osol galgal katan nikra emsa masl. So the first one is the road that the moon takes, the path it takes in its own little orbit, okay? And that's called the Emsa Hamasl. So it's the mean path that the moon itself takes in its orbit. The Gagal Akatan Atzmo Misave Begagal Hagadol Makivis Olam. Okay. Whereas the second one is the actual Gagal Katan, that smaller orbit, orbiting around the bigger orbit around the Earth. Mahalach Emsa Izesh Gagal Katan Beoso Gagal Gadol Makivis Olam Hu Nikra Emsa Hayarech. So we have Emsa Hamasl, which is the mean path the moon takes in its own orbit, and then the Emsa Hayareach is the mean distance or direction travel that the moon takes, the orbit, the Gaga Katan of the Areach, in the larger circle, so to speak, that surrounds Earth. Okay, so he says in Halacha Beis, he says Mahalech Emsa Hayareach biyom echad shlosh esrei malos va'asar halakim v'chamesh shloshim shmios. Okay. So now, Emsa Yerech refers to the entire orbit around the Earth. So the moon takes approximately, the orbit is 13 degrees, 20 chalakim, and 10 chalakim, and 35 shnios, okay? That is the amount that the moon travels, again, the small orbit in the larger orbit traveling around the Earth. Okay, Simaram Yugimel Yom. Hey, fine. Nimsa Mahalcho Basar Yomim. So now, as the Rambam always does, he wants to demonstrate how easy it is to calculate this ahead of time. So after 10 days, Meiv Achas Ushloshim Malos. So in 10 days' times, it would have traveled, 131 degrees. Chamish Arbaim Chalakim, Bechamishim Shnios. 45 minutes and 50 seconds. Simaram that. Benimsa She'eris Mahalcho B'Meiv Yom, Masayim Veshevo Shloshim Malos. Shloshim chalakim, ushlosh v'esim shnios. And what's remainder, reading the remainder of the sum of its entire progress during that period of time, comes out to 237 degrees, 38 minutes, and 23 seconds. Okay? And then he says, right? And the leftover after 1,000 days would be Masayim Vesheshes Rim Malos Ushloshav Esrim Chalakim Chamishim Shniyos. Right? So that comes out to after 1,000 days, 216 degrees, 23 minutes and 50 seconds. Benimsa Sheiris Malcho Basar Alpayim Yom after 10,000 days, Shlosh Malos Vshmona Vchamishim Chalakim Brasim Shniyos, which comes out to 3 degrees, 58 Chalakim and 20 seconds. Fine. Nimse Sheiris Malcho Batishav Esrim Yom. Now that's one that's more important for us. Okay, the amount that's remainder of the sum of its progress after 29 days comes out to Shtayim Esrim Malos Vshisha Chalakim Vshisha Chamishim Shniyos. So that comes out to after 29 days, it comes out to 22 degrees 6 minutes and 56 seconds, which is Simanim Chav Beis Vav Nun Vav. Benimsa Sheiris Mahalchel B'Shana Stura. Now this is the measurement of its progress after one normal year. Okay, remember normal year meaning where Chaseros and Maleos work out evenly. Shlosh Meos Rabav Rabayim Malos. So that comes out to 344 degrees. V'Shishav Esrim Chalakim 26 Chalakim. Ushloshav Rabayim Shniyos and 43 seconds. Similar to that. V'Alderach Zu Tichvo L'Chol Minyan Yamim Oshanim Shtirtze. So the key point is you can always calculate the mean progress of that. The mean progress of the Emsa HaYareach, which again is the primary, or I should call it, is the orbit that the moon is taking around the Earth. It's easy to predict that based on the calculations Rambam gave. And just to show you what that looks like, just 1 second, Ron, and the actual calculations themselves. This table here has the calculations of how long it would be. So you could see here, all these come out to after 1 day, how long it's traveled, 10, 100, etc. Here are the more ones, 29 days, 18 degrees, 53 halakim, and 4 shneos. And after 1 year, right, again, that's a lunar year, 305 degrees, 0 halakim, and 13 shneos. Okay, so that's the, those are the calculations of the path of the moon with the Gagal Katan, right, all the way around the earth. Okay, it's traveling in the Gagal Gadol. Okay, so now, switching over to, the next thing. The Rambam now says in Halacha Gimel, V'mahalech emsa hamaslo. Okay, now, the Rambam's trying to tell you the path the moon takes in its own path, meaning in the small orbit, meaning how far has it traveled in that orbit. Remember, he's tracking in the circle, right, where the moon will be located. Okay? So, mahalach emsa maslo b'yomecha shlosh esrei malos u'shlosha chalakim v'arba v'chamishim shniyos. So, in 1 day, it travels 13 degrees, 3 minutes and 54 seconds. And that number is going to be important for later on. Nimsa mahalcho basar yomim meo shlosha malos v'tisha v'shloshim chalakim b'lo shniyos. After 10 days, it comes out to 130 degrees and 39 minutes. Nimsa she'iris mahalcho b'mea yom masayim v'sheish v'esrim malos v'tisha v'esrim chalakim u'shlosh v'chamishim shniyos. Okay, so we see is that the remainder, meaning the sum of its progress over 100 days, comes out to 226 degrees, 29 minutes, and 53 seconds. I apologize, Ron, you had a question? Now he says, V'nimsa she'iris mahalcho b'elef yom, after 1,000 days, mea v'arba malos, shmona v'chamishim chalakim, v'chamishim shniyos, so that comes out to 104 degrees, 58 chalakim, and 50 seconds. V'nimsa she'iris mahalcho b'asar tzalfam yom, shlosh v'osotesha v'esrim malos, shmona v'arbaim chalakim v'esrim shniyos, and v'nimsa she'iris mahalcho b'tishav esrim yom, shmona v'esrim malos, shloshim v'chamishim chalakim v'arba shniyos, etc. So just to show you that, in case you think I'm making this stuff up, the Rambam has it here, and in this chart right over here is this is the Emsa Yareach. I mixed them up. I apologize. This is Emsa Yareach, which is the Gaga Katan traveling in the larger one. These are the numbers that he mentions in Halacha Beis. And this one is the Emsa Maslo. This is the one he's talking about in Halacha Gimel. So if you notice a difference, again, here, in 1 day, the path of the Gagal Katan in the Gagal Gadol travels 13 degrees and change. And here, notice not that much of a difference, that in the tiny epicycle, okay, the moon travels 13 degrees as well. So it's going to work out better for the Rambam's approach that these numbers are very close to each other, okay? So now the Rambam continues, and he says in Halacha Dalet, he says as follows, V'nimsa she'iris mahalcho b'shana sedura. Okay, continuing on what I just showed you, as we go along the masel katan, the masel the reach itself, the sum of it after 1 year b'shana sedura shlosh mios chamesh malos shlosh zeh shnios b'lochelik. So it comes out to 305 degrees, no chalakim. Okay, and 13 seconds. Okay, now makom emsa hayareach. Okay. Haya betchilas leil chamishi. Now remember, what the Rambam likes to do is now let's take the calculations and apply it to an actual case. So what case is he going to use? So the moon's mean position on the beginning of the fifth night, shu ikr lechashbonos elu. Okay, which remember that's the third of Nisan in the year 4938. So Wednesday night. Okay, b'mazel shor, which is going to be located in Taurus, male achas rabba asar chalakim. So its mean position, remember, not what we see, okay, but its mean position in of itself would be at 1 degree, meaning relative to Mazel Shor, 1 degree, 14 halakim, and 43 seconds. The Emsah Masl Hayab Ikrzeh, and now, where was the moon located in its epicycle orbit? Okay, it was located Arba Shmonim Malos, it was located at 84 degrees, Ushmonev Eshim Halakim, and 28 halakim. Ushtayim Rabam Shneos in 42 seconds. Okay, simanam that. Ma'achar Sheteda. Now, what do we do with this now? Ma'achar Sheteda Mahalech Emsa Hayreach. Okay, the Emsa Shehu Iker Shalav Tosif. Okay, okay. So once you know the mean date, once you know the mean rate of progress for the moon's mean travel, right, which is the one that is traveling on the larger circle. So once you calculate the moon's position, okay, on the beginning of any night, the next step you need to figure out is the location of which constellation the sun is in. Now, why do you have to locate which constellation the sun is in? Why do we care about the sun all of a sudden? We should be focusing on just locating the position of the moon. Well, the reason why is because, as we know, we can't locate the moon during the day. Okay, when is the earliest time we're going to be able to see the moon, theoretically? At sunset, right? So the Rambam would be working based on an assumption of sunset being at, let's say, 6 p.m. Now, sunset at 6 p.m. would only be on that perfect, equinox day. But outside of that, you're not going to have the sun coming out that day. So based on where the sun was located in a specific constellation, right, based on that, the Rambam's going to go ahead and add or subtract a number to the mean position of the moon to determine when the moon would be seen that night. Okay, so again, what the Rambam is trying to do here is that by locating the position of the sun in a constellation, he can use that to reference when sunset will be. And determining when sunset will be will help him determine the location of the moon at the point that we need to see it, which obviously is going to be after sunset. But since sunset changes, for us, we would look at Maizmanim. For them, they can use that, predict ahead of time based on where the sun's position in whatever constellation it's in. So for example, an alacha hey, which is a long alacha, but we'll get through it quickly. So if the sun is located midway between Pisces and Aries, okay, taniach em sahayareach kamoshehu. So then wherever the mean, that's the 6 p.m. day. Okay, and wherever the mean position of the moon is, that's good to go. Treat it as is. Now, if the sun is located midway between Aries and Gemini, now you have to add 15 chalakim to the moon's mean position. Again, that's to be able to get it to being after sunset. Now keep going down the road. If it's halfway between Gemini and Leo, Tosif Lam Sereach Shloshim Chalakim, add 30. If it is between Leo and Virgo, add to it Tosif Lam Sereach Hamisha Chalakim. Now notice we went down, right? Because as you go further, going in a circle, now you go down to 15 chalakim that you add. Vimtiyah shemesh mechatzi mazal pesula ad chatzi moznayim. If it's between Virgo and Libra, hanach emsai reach kamoshehu. Now we've hit the halfway point, and you leave the mean position of the moon alone. Okay, so it's basic what the Rambam is trying to do here. Vimtiyah shemesh mechatzi moznayim ad chias mazal keshes. Now we're going to go back up again. If it's located between between Libra and between We did Virgo Libra between. One second. I just got lost here for a second. Right. Right, that's where to get to Sagittarius. Now he starts subtracting. Then if it's Sagittarius to Aquarius, we subtract 30. Back to the beginning. If it's halfway between Aquarius and Pisces, so basically all he's saying is that depending on, we're trying to figure out sunset here to determine where the position of the moon would be relative to sunset. And since sunset could be earlier or later than 6 o'clock, we use where the position of the sun is in the constellations to predict that time. So finally, Lach of Vavi says, Umashia emsa acha shetosa v'lava tigrem menu o taniach oso kamoshehu. Okay? And whatever remains after these subtractions and additions, which you just mentioned before, hu emsa hayareach, this is the mean of the moon, la'acha shkia sachama. Okay, where it would be around after Shkia Sachama, Bekamosh Lishab Oso Hazman, Shatotzi M Solo, with approximately within 20 minutes after the sun sets. Vizuhiya Nikra M Serech Lishasaria. Bam. That's going to now be the mean of the moon at the time we are going to try and sight it. So we've gotten one step closer now to predicting seeing the moon. So again, by incorporating the position of the sun in its various constellations, we're really getting into the correct, accurate prediction of the sun, of the moon appearing after Shkia. And in doing so, now we get to the point of what he calls the Emsa HaYareach, the mean of the moon, right? Bishas HaRe'iyah, at the time that we plan on sighting the moon. Okay. So now we're going to start Perek Tesvav. But of course, before we do that, one more picture to show you. This is probably the hardest part to understand. And it's really complicated how they came up with this. But it's important that we have this picture in our heads ahead of time. Okay, so one of the other problems that's taking place with the moon is the moon has an apogee as well. Okay, so just when you thought you had every variable worked out, okay, we have our mean position of the sun, we have our true position of the sun, which is the amiti, which is the re'iyah, we have the gova, that's sun. When it comes to the moon, we have the Emsa Yareach, which is the path the moon takes around the big orbit. We have the Emsa Maslul, which is the orbit the moon itself takes in its own little orbit, its epicycle. And we have a Gova. Okay, there's also a point where the moon is furthest away from Earth. Okay, because of this discrepancy, okay, I'm just going to shoot to the end point, okay? And you're just going to have to trust me on this one. They came up with this idea where they're going to basically subtract, okay, to get to where the point of predicting seeing the moon, what they're essentially going to do is they're going to take the moon's mean progress, okay, which we'll call Emsa Yareach, the sun's mean progress. They're going to subtract the sun's mean progress from the moon, and then whatever that number is, they're going to double it. Okay, that doubling is called Merchak HaKafel. That doubling of the number is what's going to get to the point of Shas Re'iyah. Now, again, don't ask me why you have to double that number. It basically has to do with incorporating both the epicycle and the discrepancy of the Gova. It led them to basically accurately so estimate that by doubling it, it will come out right every time. So that's what Merchak HaKafel is. It's just for the sake of time, I'm not going to go through every step, although I figured it out, but not to go through every step why it led to Merchak HaKafel. But that's what the Rambam's going to come up with. So in Halacha Aleph, in Perek Tesvav Halacha Aleph, he says, "Im tirtzeh leida makom yireach amiti b'chol yom shetirtzeh." Now we finally get to the whole objective of this entire process, which is to find out all these prakim lead to this moment. Now we can finally predict when the moon will be visible in the sky on any day we want. So how do you do that? Totzi tchila emsa hayireach l'shas sariya l'oso l'ela shetirtzeh. So leaving off with the end of Perek Yudalid, okay, you find out, okay, where the position of the moon at Shas Re'iyah, remember, that's taking into account after sunset. V'chein totzi emsa hamasl, you also need to take into account the epicycle path, the emsa hashemesh lo'osoes, and the mean path of the sun at that time. V'tigra emsa hashemesh b'emsa yireach, and then subtract the mean progress of the mean path of the sun from the moon. V'anishar tikfal oso, and then what you have remaining double, Zehu Nikra Merchak HaKafel. And that is the Merach HaKafel. So before I read all the stuff inside, just to actually show you an example that he's going to use, but just to give you ahead of time how they'd calculate when you see the moon, here it is, okay? This over here, this chart, is a step-by-step process of exactly how you would get to the point of Re'ias the moon, of seeing the Amiti, okay? So he has Totzi Emsa Shemesh Chil Elzeh, right? Remember, we need to figure out the mean position of the sun, which he's using here, the Leil Sheni Be'iyar, okay? And those the top two numbers, add them, you get 35 degrees, etc. That's Emsa Shemesh B'Shas Re'iyah. Then the next thing to do is Betotzi Emsay Areach L'Shas Re'iyah L'Ezu. Remember, Emsay Areach L'Shas Re'iyah is, the first number is the mean position of the sun at 6 that night. Then you add to that the Mahalach Areach Emsay, right? That is the mean position of the sun in 29 days. And then you add to it Tosefes Tikun L'Shkiyah Me'ucharis B'Chodesh Zeh. You add, these 15 seconds, right? Because of the time that Shkia is. That takes into account that deviation of sunset. So, what is the position? Okay, then you get to here, Emsai Reach Basha Saria Belil Beis Be'er. You'll know, remember, the mean position of the sun at sunset, okay, on the second of ER, and that comes out to 53 degrees, 36 chalakim, etc. Now, you have to deal with the Masl of the moon. So what do you do for that? You find out the Emsa Masl Yerech, remember, because the moon is spinning around in its epicycle, that comes out to, on that day, at 6 at night, 84 degrees, etc. Hosef as Malach Emsa Masl between on Yom, you add in the normal path it takes over a 29-day period, which is that number, and then you get the Emsa Masl Yerech, B'Shas Riyah Belel, Beis B'Yar, which comes out to 103 degrees, 21, Chalakim, etc. Okay? Now, what are you left with? Tigra Emsa Shemesh Memsa Yerech, subtract out the mean position of the sun, okay, which before was 35 degrees, etc., from the position of the Emsei Reach, which is 53 degrees, etc., and you get the distance between them. You can almost picture, I should have drawn this for you, but you can almost picture the sun here, let's say, and the moon here, and there's a space between them, an angular difference. Take that angular difference, double it, and you get 35 degrees, 56 chalakim, and 12 shneos. This last step of Merach HaKafel is the most complex one, but the point is that once you get this number here, they were able to figure out that if you double this number, you get the through the Merach HaKafel, you'll know where to look for the sun in the sky on any night of the year. Okay, that is the whole goal the Rambam went through. So all the prakim, all the hard work we did, comes down to this set of equations right here. And that's what he's going to talk about right now in the parak. So let's just do a couple of lachas here. So he says, Halacha Bey, Zukvar Hudanu, Shalo Banu Bechol Eila Cheshbonos, Shasina Prakam Eilu. You have to remember, the whole reason why the Rambam did all this stuff, Eladas Rias Erech, to get to this point, to see the moon. Ul Olam E. Efstrasha, Yea Merchak Zea Kafel, Bulel Haria, Shirabai Rech, Elamachamesh Malos, Adstein Vishishimalos. Okay? And he says, it's impossible. Now, when it comes to calculating the Merchak Kafel, this double, literally elongation idea, it's impossible that it be less than 5 degrees or more than 62. And you can never go less than these actual numbers. Okay, Lacha Gimel. All right, you know what? Let's stop here because he's going to now push us through the calculations. It's going to take a little while. But again, this is the end point. We're finally getting to the end of the whole goal of all these prakim, which is to predict the seeing of the moon, and this is how he's going to go about doing that.